Jure, e cu Cotelo?
Mă e cu Cotelo.
I sat across from him. I sat across from the Reed Meadows out of Wagwood. Can't even. I was wearing a coat for a little bit. He just stopped me. You couldn't see them. I'm going, God, see them. What? I can't see them. Rick.
Yes.
First question. If you would turn to 117. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've done the last year's budget. Oh, I don't mean 117. I mean 118.
You mean 117.
I mean 118. 118.
You want jail?
I want to go to jail.
Okay.
All right.
We have been talking about 118 all day.
We did this first. We had the salary line figure. It was a rock. It was apparently what? 668, 616? We got there from subtracting 87,360 from 755,976, which here's my figures. Came up with a 668,616. That included those, that was those four jailers. So we, in essence, took them out and we moved them from here over to other expense to the line called 114-50-130, Employee Retention Supplement, 87,360. That's where we talked about this last week. You didn't remember that, but if I'm stating it correctly. That's where we stuck those four employees. We did that in the presence, I believe, of the sheriff, and let him know that it was going to be in the other fund. I think some way we need to do that so it doesn't reflect that it was in this fund, so that we can talk turkey with him when he comes in. Following that, was there a time when we put additional people in this budget? And I'm not remembering that it is.
Not in the budget, sure. At least if it was, I wasn't. But where are they either?
That's the question I'm asking, Jim. You said something earlier about eight instead of four.
Well, isn't there eight additional employees from 2012 or just four? Because the number of discrepant, I guess my question really came down to is, when looking at the salary numbers here, what is the current salary in 2012, the increases, and do we add any personnel? And I don't think we've got a common agreement on what that number is yet.
Well, that's where we had jumped over, Jim, when we were talking about
117.
117, and the reason being, here's the number that Rick gave me. I'm going to write it down. 67,974,40 has increased in the sheriff's department. 67,974,40, which is different than what you said you had.
67,974 is what I have an email from Rick. What did you send?
67,974,40.
Okay, I have a separate email from them. But my question is that the right number of people?
Oh, I don't know. That's the answer to that.
That was
what I got you. It's where they came up with the
four people, eight, four, two, us.
I'll grab a sheet of paper.
Thank you.
say names or no?
Oh, I shouldn't say names. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Rehired from the Sheriff's Department in 2012.
Did they receive
any replacements? And if I'm not mistaken, one of those, I'm not sure.
Okay, so if I'm doing the increase, if I add up all the salaries that and that special treasure you gave me, I show salaries for 117 to be one plus the increases, and Jimmy's in that increase. Jimmy's in 117. I show the total salaries is 1544,264. 1544,264. And the reason that's significant because I have a different salary number from 1576.
When that last number was for what year? What was it?
Correct. That is with the increases. That is that spreadsheet you sent me with the payroll increases. I took all their salaries times 40-hour work week plus Jimmy's salary and came up to one, which is the increased number. I think it's the increased number. So I got another number. Something doesn't add up.
Okay, Rick, while you were thinking about that, if we looked at what we approved for the sheriff's total budget, you and I went through this the other day, and I can't remember who was sitting over in this chair. It might have been Donna. Actually, we talked about in the sheriff's budget in 117 that if we took the figure that was approved in 2012, which is the 1794,876, which is right here. And if we that's the total budget. And if we added that increase of 67,974,40, we came up straight across with this figure. And you have a column for that already.
What do you show the salaries to be?
Hold on a second. Did you find that? Salaries to be, I've got 1,545,075,16.
To be? Is that what they are now, or they were?
That's what they will be for the year of 2013.
Okay, let me tell you, I have taken his spreadsheet. Current salaries is 1,544,264. Add the increases, the salaries is 1,612,238.
If you take a look at the budget that's in front of
him,
where it says 2012 approved.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this was the simplistic way I did this. That was 1,477,100.76 is what it says right here in the form of preface. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Look at Sheriff. Have you got that? Can you
pull I'm pulling off. What I'm trying to do is, I don't think we have.
I'm doing what this says. I mean, I'm just reading to you what it says here. In print, as to what was approved, mm-hmm. total salary expense for the Sheriff's budget. That is what that is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I'm adding to that what it says the increase was for that department. That's how I came to that figure. Now, you...
I took his payroll numbers that you sent me, which the old payroll numbers and the increase, I come up with the 67,974.
Okay.
My starting numbers are different than your starting number.
What is your starting number? Is it different than what we've got here?
Which is what?
1 million. Let me get in both so we know the difference.
Copy your spreadsheet.
Well, those spreadsheets are current salaries. They include the raises.
you have two columns, one with raises and one without raises. I'm adding them up separately and subtracting and coming up with the same difference. What do you show, Ron, you're starting?
$1,477,100.76, and you've got
$1,544,264.
The difference of $67,163.24 more on your figures than what this
is. Which is the pallet. So, and then my question was, is there anybody in the 1717 that's being paid from a different fund? They would not be in that department, would they?
Well, they know where pull it from, Jim.
Sounds like we've got more employees in your line item than what we've got.
We might. We may have two more employees.
I'm
just saying, what I'm saying is, we use your number, we may have to, there may be a reduction in headcount.
Unless he wants to pay for my other fund like he did before.
How to do it before, if we're in fact got him in your salary numbers, they're showing him as being paid out of.
Because I went through his 926 account and another account, and he pays two employees.
I'm thinking that a couple of those employees that are supposed to be out of other accounts may be
in there.
In there. I can't think of how that could possibly be.
And depending on where I pulled it from, I couldn't. I was trying to think that Mickey didn't.
You know, he had a whole list of things. He goes, I'm going to purchase cars out of this fund. I'm going to do a couple of employees out of this fund. I don't remember what fund that was, by the way. But he said he's going to pay for two employees over here. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. Somewhere I've got that all written down.
926 he pays for one, and I think an 800 he pays for one.
I'm going to go over there and see if the names, if I can see the names.
And I think both of those may be in this thing.
Okay, I have
Now that would answer for us, Rick, if you can find that that's the case.
Mm-hmm. I have. I found, yes, you have it in 117.
So
the salary.
Who do we back out and move it to another fund is what we need to do.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, you would budget based on the budget that you gave him last year, I would think, and then let him make sure that he was well paid for that responsibility.
Wait a minute. He did agree to that last year. Let's make sure that he gets paid out of the right fund for 2012.
And they're being paid. They are being paid out of there.
But it's in your figures.
It is in the 117 figure. It depends on where I pull them from, and I have to check with Don and see how she's working those two. I know she's paying those two people for sure, and maybe one of them I have to ask her to see.
Okay.
From either the 800 civil fees or the 926 revolving funds.
So what you're saying is you've combined one of those with the 117?
Well, when I pull this out, I use an FRX report, and depending on how she's put it into the machine, where it pulls from.
Right.
It doesn't make any difference. I mean, it doesn't know where it came from. It just knows where it pulled from.
Can you help me define who those employees were that are supposed to be?
I have the special part.
There you go.
Turn it off.
I